Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. Lord, I thank you today that you are ministering to them by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, In All You're Getting, Get Understanding. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how vitally important it is that you and I gain understanding of spiritual things, of spiritual law, of the Word of God. Now, let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 4, and let's read there again, starting in verse 5. Verse 5 says this, get wisdom, get understanding. That's not a suggestion. That's God telling us, get it. And so you and I, friend, we need to get it, praise the Lord. It goes on to say, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. Now, who's it talking about her? It's talking about wisdom and understanding. Forsake her not, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. And so, one of the benefits to you and I having wisdom and understanding of spiritual things, spiritual law of the Word, is protection. It'll preserve you. It'll keep you. And one of the drawbacks, one of the negative consequences, negative things that can happen through a lack of understanding of spiritual things is that you are vulnerable to the enemy, vulnerable to being destroyed or taken out. Verse 7 says this, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. And so you can see in that verse, God places great value on wisdom and understanding. He said it's the principal thing. And then he said, in all you're getting, make sure that you get wisdom. If you get anything, make sure that you get wisdom and you get understanding. He's placing value on us having wisdom and understanding. And friend, if God places high value on something, then you and I should place high value on it as well. If wisdom and understanding is important to him, and if it's important to him that you and I have wisdom and understanding, then those things should be important to us. Went on to say in verse 8, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor when you do embrace her. And so on the broadcast this week, this is what we're focusing on. We're focusing on understanding how vitally important it is to have wisdom and to have understanding. Now, in yesterday's broadcast, we gave you a definition of what wisdom and understanding is. And so I want to do that again quickly, and then we'll get into what we have for today's broadcast. Wisdom and understanding, it's four things. It's prudence. Prudence is this idea of knowing how to get to my desired result. It's wisdom and understanding is dealing wisely. It's discretion. Discretion is judging what's right or what's proper. And then the fourth thing that wisdom and understanding is, it is being skillful or being knowledgeable. And so when you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you're not just talking about knowledge of God alone. Of course, that's part of it. But one of the big things you're talking about when you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you're talking about knowledge of spiritual things. You're talking about knowing how things work, knowing if I do this, this happens. If I do that, that happens. You're talking about knowing how to deal wisely to get the result you desire. And so wisdom and understanding, it's being knowledgeable in spiritual laws, in spiritual principles. It's knowing how they work. It's knowing how to work those laws and principles to get the result that you desire in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go over to Matthew chapter 6 then. Matthew chapter 6. And I want to get into what we have for today's broadcast. Matthew chapter 6. Now, friend, in this life on earth, this life that you and I are living, spiritual laws are in motion. And what I mean by that in layman's terms is that in this life, there is a way things work. There are laws that are in motion. Now, what are spiritual laws? Spiritual laws are truths that have been established by God, and they work. I want to say it to you again. Spiritual laws are truths that have been established by God, and they work. And in this life that you and I live, these laws are in motion. There is a way things work. In Matthew 6:33, this is a familiar scripture to a lot of us. It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Now that right there is a spiritual law. That is not only the truth, it is a truth, and it works. If you put God's things first and ahead of your own things, you will have everything you need in this life. That is a spiritual law. That law is in motion. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Let me read you some, give you some other examples of spiritual laws. Romans 8, 6 says, "To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Well, because God is saying to us that to us in His Word, that is the truth, that is a truth, and it works. Friend, if you think apart from God, that's what it means to be carnally minded. If you think without God influencing your thinking, it's going to be death to you. It will bring destruction into your life. However, if you're spiritually minded and if you allow God to influence how you think, it will be life and peace to you. Now that right there, that's a spiritual law. That law is in motion, and that law is working, and it will affect anybody and everybody who gets involved in the working of that law. Go back to Matthew chapter 6:33. If I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then everything I need for my life is going to be added unto me. That is a spiritual law. Let me read you some others. Galatians 6:8 says, "He that sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting." That's a spiritual law. That's just how things work. If you live a carnal life, if you live a fleshy life, you're going to reap destruction. If you follow the Spirit of God and walk in the Spirit, you will reap life everlasting. You won't inherit or reap destruction. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, "He which sows sparingly will reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully will reap also bountifully." That is a spiritual law. That is how things work. And so in this life, there's a way things work. These laws are in motion. You know, there are, when we hear the word laws, a lot of times we only think about rules. You know, this is a law and you can break the law. Well, of course, that's one idea of the word law. But the other idea of the word law is a truth, or a principle, or something that's been established. And in this life, these spiritual laws are in motion and they work. There's a way things work. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things that you need will be added unto you. That's a law, and there's a way things work. You get on the right side of that law, and you'll see the things that you need for your life being added to you. You get on the wrong side of that law, and you'll find yourself lacking the things that you need for your life. There's a way things work in this life. Thank you, Lord. Please stand by. Praise the Lord. God has established these laws, these spiritual laws, and they work in this natural realm. In John 17, 17, Jesus said this. He said that, talking to the Father, he said, your word is truth. And so, friend, if God says something, then it is not only the truth, it's a truth. What did Jesus say in John 17, 17? Thy word is truth. And so if God says something, then that's the way it is. If God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, if that's what God says, then that's the way it is. That is a truth. That is the truth. That is spiritual law. A law is this. It's a statement of fact that a particular thing always occurs if certain conditions are present. So what is a law? When you're talking about spiritual law, you're talking about this always happens if these conditions are present. That is law. And so a spiritual law is simply a statement by God that a particular thing always occurs if these conditions are present. For instance, if you seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, if those conditions are present, then all these things will always be added to you. That will always happen. That's spiritual law. If you are carnally minded and don't guard your mind and think on junk all the time and allow the devil to infiltrate your thoughts, that is death. But if you're spiritually minded and think on God and think on his word, that will be life and peace to you. That's a spiritual law. Why? Because God said it. And if God said it, that's the way it is. And so if these conditions are present, if you're carnally minded, that's death, spiritual law. If you're spiritually minded, it's life and peace, spiritual law. If the condition of you being spiritually minded is present, the result will always be life and peace. And so again, these laws, these things that God has spoken, these laws are in motion and they're working all the time. They don't have to be turned on. They're working all the time. Now, these spiritual laws that have been established by God, they govern this natural realm. Spiritual laws that have been established by God in his word, they govern this natural realm. And what I mean by that is what you experience in your life will be directly connected to the laws that you set in motion. In other words, if you don't guard your mind, let's go back to Romans 8, 6, to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Well, what you experience in your life is directly connected to the laws that you set in motion. If you're carnally minded, then you're not going to experience life and peace. And if you're spiritually minded, you're not going to experience death. What you experience in your life is directly connected to the laws that you set in motion. If you seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, then you are going to enjoy a life where your needs are met, where you have provision, the provision that you need to do all the things God's called you to do. But if you get on the wrong side of that law, if you don't seek first God's kingdom, you don't have time for him, you don't have time for his things, you're not a tither, you're not a giver, well, then you're on a side of that law that's going to ensure that you don't have what you need in this life. And so these laws, they govern this realm. And what you experience in your life is determined by the laws that you set in motion. Let me give you an example. There are laws that govern peace, peace of mind, peace of heart. There are laws that govern peace. And if you want to enjoy peace in your life, then you got to get involved in the laws that govern it. Otherwise, you won't enjoy it. What you think on affects the level of peace that you enjoy. That is a principle that governs peace. Jesus said this. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. And so peace is a choice. That is a law or principle that governs peace. Jesus also said, I've given you my peace. And so you have Jesus's peace. That is a law or principle that governs peace. And then in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, Jesus said, what you believe and what you say, you're going to have in your life. And so there are laws that govern peace. If you want to enjoy peace, then you got to set those laws in motion. You're going to have to guard your thought life. You're going to have to understand, you're going to have to choose peace and understand that peace is a choice. You're going to have to understand that Jesus has already given you his peace. And so you have his peace. And you're going to have to understand that what you believe and what you say is going to affect the level of peace that you enjoy in your life. Now, why did I share all that with you? Because I want you to understand that these spiritual laws that we find in the Word of God, they govern this realm. And what you experience in your life is going to be determined by the laws that you set in motion. God is not determining the level of peace that you enjoy in your life today. He's given you his peace and he's made it available to you. But the level of peace that you enjoy will be determined by the laws that you set in motion, not God. And so you can see how these laws are governing this realm all the time. If I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap destruction. If I sow to the Spirit, I'll reap life everlasting. In Joshua 1, there's a spiritual law that says, if we meditate in the word day and night and don't let it depart from our eyes and keep it in the midst of our heart, that we'll prosper and have success. Well, that's a spiritual law. If I do that, I'll experience the benefits of those things and of that law in my life. These laws are governing this realm. And here's the thing. If you and I fail to understand spiritual law, we are going to struggle in this life. I want to say it to you again. If we fail to gain understanding of spiritual law, we are going to struggle in this life. You know, there are a lot of people, a lot of Christians that struggle financially, can't get ahead financially, constantly living in lack. Why is that? Well, one of the reasons could be is because they don't understand spiritual law. They don't have understanding of seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. They don't understand Malachi 3:10, bring your tithe to my house, that there may be meat in my house, and I'll pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. They don't understand, honor God with all your substance, and your barns will be filled with plenty, and your presses will be first burst forth with new wine. They don't understand how these things work. They don't understand how to receive provision by faith and how to use their words to release their faith and see God's provision in their life. And their lack of understanding of spiritual law is causing them to struggle. Now, that you can also struggle because you don't apply it as well. But a lot of the struggle that people have is because they don't acknowledge the reality of spiritual law. They don't understand spiritual law. Now, in the Word, in the written Word, one thing that God is doing is in his Word, he reveals spiritual law to us. Now, the Bible is multifaceted. God's not doing one thing through his written Word. He's doing multiple things through his written Word. And yes, his written Word is a revelation of himself. He's revealing himself to us in his Word. He's revealing his will to us in his Word. He's revealing his plan of redemption and his plan for mankind and his plan for the earth. He's revealing that to us in his Word. And all of those things are good and all of those things are true. But he is also, in his Word, revealing to us how things work. He's revealing to us that a faithful man will abound with blessings. And so, son, if you're not faithful, you're not going to abound with blessings. He's revealing to us seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He's revealing to us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. He's revealing spirit, how things work to us in His Word. He's revealing spiritual law to us in His Word. Why? So that we can get on the right side of spiritual law, have understanding of it, get on the right side of it, and see it work in our lives. Praise the Lord. And so, friend, spiritual law is in motion right now in your life, in my life, in this earth. It's working right now. Spiritual law is at work. And it's vitally important that you and I gain understanding of how things work. We need to know that where there is strife, there's confusion and every evil work. You find that in James chapter 3. That's a spiritual law. You get in strife with a friend, with a family member, and you open up the door for confusion and every evil work in your life. That's a spiritual law. You need to know that. You and I need to understand that. It's the why, so that we don't let strife into our lives and open ourselves up to that. But you can see how vitally important it is that you and I understand how things work. We're going to look at this further on the broadcast this week, but God is not the one controlling everything that's happening in everybody's life on the planet. It's just not true. So much of what happens to people was based on the laws that they chose to set in motion. And so these laws are at work. Friend, you and I need to understand how these things work so that we can get on the right side of them. And this is why God said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we ask you today to help us grow in our understanding of spiritual laws, spiritual things, and how things work. Father, we don't want to be ignorant. We don't want to lack knowledge of how things work. You told us to get wisdom and to get understanding, and so we're taking a step by faith. We're asking you in faith to help us to walk in wisdom, help us to walk in understanding. Father, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, In All You're Getting, Get Understanding. We'll see you then.